friend Tabitha, who is telling us why humans should stay the hell away and keep their distance from the state of Utobitha.
Thank you, Rhonda. That's a good point. As you know, one of the many benefits of living in Utobitha is the ready availability of pet centaurs.
Ooh, I love the centaurs. They're just so cute.
Exactly, Rhonda. Who could resist those sweet little faces and that cute way they shuffle around on all those hands they have? But humans must be so caught up with their pleasant features that they forget the most important thing about centaurs.
And what might that be, best friend Tabitha?
Centaurs eat humans, Rhonda! You see, humans are a lot smaller and much more tender than you or I, so centaurs naturally see them as food.
Ah, that would make it hard for them to get along, wouldn't it?
Indeed. Given the situation, I had to make a hard choice when I created Utobitha. Do we invite weak, greedy humans who would just die anyway? Or cute, lovable centaurs who fight and die for us and ask nothing in return? After much deliberation, I went with the centaurs.
And there you have it, Utobitha. The next time you play with a huggable, lovable centaur, remember that best friend Tabitha made it all possible.